Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, good evening, everybody, wherever you are in the world. Who would have thought that the Epstein story, the magnitude of it that it has reached in the last couple of days? It's not like it just peaked for a day and went away. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's got this mad momentum now whereby some commentators are saying this could bring down the Republic. If Epstein was so effective at compromising all of the political parties, people at the top of the political parties, so none of them want to put it out there, the Epstein list, the flight logs, all of the proper details, all of the people who should be getting prosecuted above Jeffrey and Ghislaine, if none of them are on board with going down that road, even though many of them have purported to, we were going to do this and that and the other when we got in power, but now we're in power, we're doing the complete opposite. The whole world are thinking, what is going on in America? I started out, 5 or 6 years ago, reading the Black Book, calling up people like Mick Jagger, calling up all these various phone numbers, trying to speak to these people. And now here we are, folks. It's gone full circle. And the crew we thought were going to get in power to reveal more details have just gone totally deep state on us. And it's causing massive schism with the MAGA movement. Anyway, this evening is also our very first unfiltered live call-in show. And what I mean by that is, in the past, we've had a few call-in shows. We've done them through Discord. It went very smoothly. Ron ran it. And we had some nice chats with people through Discord. But not everybody is on Discord. So BMJ, who is the program manager for the live calling show now, he's got a phone number whereby anyone in the world can call in. I'm gonna put the number on the screen. Let me try and make that bigger. So wherever you are in the world, you can call in right now on that number. And that is a UK number. So if you're calling from overseas, you put 01144, cross off the 0, and then go 78797973211. Or if you're on WhatsApp anywhere in the world, you can call for free. Again, you just put the prefix in for the UK, 01144, cross off the 0, and then 78797973211. So that's quite an easy number to remember as well, isn't it? Lots of 7s and then the 321. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the news of Maxwell trying to get out. I will take your questions from the chat. And if anyone happens to call in, we will put you on the screen because we could have just practiced this behind the scenes. and perfected it, but we thought, nah, let's just go live and see how it goes. So bear with us, folks, if there are any glitches, but you see the number on the screen. So you are welcome to call in at any time. Right, I'm going to put her up there. Let's get her up there. There she is. Glenn Maxwell. The news is, it's out today, and it's the headline is that Trump's Department of Justice is urging the Supreme Court to reject the appeal from Jeffrey's accomplice, Glenn Maxwell. I mean, we had Lionel on the other night, and there's possibly a legal argument now that if there is no client list, how can she be incarcerated for the transportation of these teenage girls if there was no one they were being transported to? So she is attempting to be released from prison. And her argument, and she's argued this before, what, do you remember when Jeffrey got the sweetheart deal thanks to Acosta? It was above his pay grade. Jeffrey's working for intelligence, all being denied now, of course, because the Mossad, Israel, etc. has got everybody compromised, it seems. No one's got the cojones to get the real info out there. Anyway, Glenn's falling back on Jeffrey's 2008 non-prosecution agreement. She's claiming it is shielding her from prosecution. Yeah. Because guess what? When he signed that sweetheart deal, thanks, Acosta, not only did it insulate himself, temporarily at least, but it also protected his co-conspirators. It made them unindictable. Anyway,
Hi, Sean.
Yes.
Sorry, James, we have a call coming in. I'm just going to pick it up now. Sorry to interrupt you. Hello.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hi. Hiya, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. My name's David.
Good. Can you hear okay, Sean?
Yeah, I can hear perfectly. Thank you for calling in, David. Do you have a question?
Hello. I've sent you a few messages before. Elaine Maxwell, she's threatening to, you know, expose names. And I said to myself, I mean, how long do you think that she would last if she actually started naming names?
Well, if you look at what happens to Jean-Luc Brunel in the French prison, second in command of the procurements after Glenn, he didn't last long before he was unalive, the same method as Jeffrey. So if she was a credible threat to the people at the top of the ladder in this case, she's absolutely dispensable. Won't last long at all. And she knows that. And I think she's done a quid pro quo with the Clinton crime family to stay alive. And at some point, she's going to get a high court appeals judge when this is not in the news. Some back she shall be handed down and she'll get Bill Cosby'd out. In the meantime, she's doing her yoga in the federal prison system, club fed, and you know, it's cushy time. So, and she's trying to get some play with this deal that Jeffrey did, the sweetheart deal with Acosta, but the DOJ,
another thing is, how much money has she got left? You know,
good question.
We had Matthew Steeples on, and he was trying to solve the puzzle of where Robert Maxwell's fleecing of the Mirror Group's pension money went to. And Matthew's conclusion was that millions of that money went into accounts that were handed down to his offspring. And as Glenn was the favorite, as we know from the Lady Glenn, the yacht, we imagine that plenty of money was salted away from the poor pensioners of the Mirror Group. And Glenn's got that somewhere.
Mad, it just really absolutely stinks to high heaven. I mean, with all these things, and we've got the government doing dodgy stuff. I mean, I call it Crookminster. It's not even Westminster anymore. It's just unbelievably sleazy.
What would you think about this crew of people? We've got Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, looking at everything they said in the last couple of years. And now they're doing the complete opposite. What do you make of that?
just think that U-turns are done for a reason. We don't know what's going on in the background. I mean, for all we know, there could be double-crossing, treble-crossing. We don't really know. We're only really seeing the tip of the iceberg with this, Sean. And I don't know if I need to be careful with names, because you've had a guy called Annette, the guy that did the Vatican thing. Mm. I think the whole Vatican thing, I think that over the next 10, 15 years, that's going to blow wide open. I think it is.
I agree.
I hope so, because it's just so in our faces that they've been getting away with these things for so long. And it's horrific that they bring in these high-priced lawyers, the Catholic Church. They get slaps on the wrists, these PDF priests. And these monsters have hundreds and hundreds of victims. You know, it's absolutely despicable.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, what I don't seem to understand is there's people out there get done for traffic offences and they go to jail and get 6 months. Mm-hmm. And there's PDF files out there that are getting caught with millions of these photographs and stuff like that. And they're getting probation and they're getting, you know, cushy houses, and then they get released to halfway houses. I mean, look what happened to Gary Glutter. I mean, he should never have been out. I mean, they should never have released him. He was too unsafe, and then he's back in jail.
Mm-hmm. You call it a duty of care. So they have a duty of care. Sorry, that's just going to say they say with those PDF files that they have a duty of care for them, don't they? Crazy.
That's an absolute. So what about the duty of care to the children as well? Exactly. And that's the thing. We don't even know. I mean, Savile was what, 500 victims, something like that, and then we don't even know. I mean, as I say, I would never mention names, but there's rumoured to be somebody that's never been mentioned before. That is a big celebrity that is going to come out when he dies. We don't know who it is.
Well, I just think that they're everywhere, and, you know, more will come out over time. And with Savile, he was protected till he died and even had the gall to put on his gravestone. It was fun while it lasted.
Mm. Well, I think the secret organisations, I think I was told, and I have it in good authority, that, you know, Savile was a rolled up trouser leg man.
Mm.
You know, and I know that for a fact.
He was in every secret society that, you know, a lot of the ones that we've researched and clicked up with the Vatican, papal knighthood, knighted by the Queen. He was commonly at Chequers, hanging out with Thatcher, and on it goes, the Freemasons, the degree that his coffin, the angle of the coffin. So yeah, he was absolutely untouchable. Classic example of untouchable.
Before I go, I was just talking about, they were talking about in the BBC, right? They were saying that the royal family didn't really know what he was up to. Well, if MI5 knew the BBC, if the BBC knew MI5 knew, if MI5 knew that you tried to tell me the Queen was not briefed on what Savile was up to, and yet they still allowed him into the palace.
What about the fact that it was Lord Mountbatten, a prolific PDF, who brought Savile into the royal fold? So, you know, they were well aware.
Never knew that. King Charles's mentor. I know that Mountbatten, before he kind of had his explosion in Ireland, he was, I think even the FBI were investigating him at one point.
They had intelligence agency files on him in America about him and his wife's deviant behavior. They documented his PDF activity with boys who he dressed up as soldiers. And, you know, they'd known this for decades. It all gets overlooked when you're in the untouchable class.
Well, they said a bit, was it the Heath guy? Was it Ted Heath? When I think it was a woman that was on, and she made the comment about, you know, the guy that came out and did the inquiry, a police officer was asked to do an inquiry about Ted Heath and whether he was genuinely involved in that. And he came out and said, yeah, he was. And one of the people said that the reason why they knew that is because there wasn't any corroboration. But one of the things that was common was the hand. He had this rubber hand that he used. And all the children had never met each other, so they would never have known that. So that's what I wanted, and that's how they could prove that Ted, and even David Icke mentioned Ted Heath in his book, and nothing was done about it while he was still alive. So,
the fake mechanical hand. And look at the cop who was exposing Heath. They railroaded him. But yeah, David Icke has called out so much. He's called out everything that's happening now with Iran and the Epstein files. And I've sent David Icke an email today asking him to come on live for his long-term viewers and supporters on this channel. We've not seen him for a little bit, so it would be great if we could have him on. Icke was lambasted when he was predicting all the things that are presently happening, were going to happen. And here we are, they're all happening in front of our eyes.
It'd be good to have Alec Jones on as well for Texas. That would be good. I don't think he would allow it. That would be a bridge. That would be one too far because of the stuff he gets sued for. So anyway, I'm going to go. But thanks for letting me on your show, Sean.
Thank you for being our first ever caller on our first ever unfiltered calling show, my friend. You
I need to be careful. I've got a Peckham Rolex on. I'm not allowed to after 7 to 9. So I need to be careful. So I'll let you go then, Sean. So thanks anyway.
All right. Cheers, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye. That was a fantastic call, first call in. Asked some great questions. Really appreciated that. And before he called in, we were talking about the headline. Trump's Department of Justice urges Supreme Court to reject appeal from Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell. And what has happened here, more than 2 years after Epstein was unalived, she was found guilty. It was December 2021 now. Good grief. 4 years ago. It's gone fast. Of conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal beep acts, among other charges related to her role in a scheme to abuse minor girls with Jeffrey for a decade. She is 63. She was sentenced to 20 years. Her lawyers have been trying to get her out of prison by appealing her case. And they are arguing that she is exempt from prosecution under a clause in the Acosta Sweetheart 2008 Jeffrey non-prosecution agreement. So years before Jeffrey was unalived on the federal charges, he was accused of almost identical allegations in the Florida case. And he cut a deal in June 2008 where he pled guilty to state charges of soliciting and procuring a minor for Lady of the Night activity. This deal allowed him to avoid a possible life sentence, and he instead served 13 months in a work release program. And we've interviewed cops about that, cops from Florida, and he had a sweetheart deal. The officers, the deputy sheriffs, were basically his goons screening his visitors. Jeffrey donated over $100,000 to the sheriff, and he was just sat around business as usual. Even theories that he was able to continue to commit these heinous acts. Anyway, there was a co-conspirator clause in the deal that stated, if Jeffrey successfully fulfills all of the terms and conditions of this agreement, the United States also agrees that it will not institute any criminal charges against any potential co-conspirators of Jeffrey, including but not limited to four of the financier's assistants. And that includes this lady. So even though she was not named as one of the four assistants at that time, her lawyers are presently arguing that the plain language of the deal shows she should not have been prosecuted in Manhattan. Quote, despite the existence of a non-prosecution agreement promising in plain language that the United States would not prosecute any co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein, the United States, in fact, prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell as a co-conspirator of Jeffrey, her lawyers wrote the Supreme Court in April. Her lawyers have already tried and failed to get lower courts to side with them. And the Justice Department is arguing in a new filing to the Supreme Court on Monday that Maxwell, quote, was not a party to the relevant agreement. And there is no evidence that the parties to the NPA intended for the conspirators clause to benefit her. The government was not even aware of Maxwell's role in Epstein's scheme at the time. The Justice Department also contended, citing its policy at the time the deal was made, a U.S. attorney's office could only bind other districts in an NPA if it obtained approval of the districts or the department's criminal division. Right, I'm just going to pause there and remind everybody, while we've got a lot more people on the stream, this is our first ever totally uncensored, unfiltered call-in show. And you can use the UK number to call in. If you are worldwide, you just put a 01144 in front of it. I've put it back on the screen, the number. If you want to call for free from anywhere in the world using WhatsApp, again, just go on your WhatsApp, 01144, and then put the number in, 7879-779-321. If you call it from overseas or WhatsApp, it's 01144, and then you've got to drop the zero off the local number and put the rest of the number in. So I will leave that number on the screen for a little bit while I finish this article, and then I'll go over to what people are saying in the live chat. And all right, so it was Glenn's lawyer, David Oscar Marcus. He said in a statement circulated by multiple news outlets yesterday, "I'd be surprised if President Trump knew his lawyers were asking the Supreme Court to let the government break a deal," adding he's the ultimate deal maker. So they're trying to lean on Trump to let this human transporter out. "I'm sure he'd agree that when the US gives its word, it should keep it. With all the talk about who's being prosecuted and who isn't, it's especially unfair that Ghislaine remains in prison based on a promise the government made and broke," Marcus added. So this is an article in The Independent. They're saying that Trump was accused of being on the Epstein list by Musk, whose relationship with the president turned sour after his short stint at the White House leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk did not provide any evidence to prove Trump was on any suspected list. The president's Justice Department and FBI made waves among his Make America Great Again base when they said earlier this month there was never any client list of high-profile names associated with Jeffrey, which is absolutely laughable, as we know on this channel, we've known for many years. The feds also confirmed that he unalived himself. Yeah, right, folks. We're going to buy that one. And it's laughable, isn't it? Sigrid McCauley, a lawyer who has represented hundreds of clients who have claimed to be Jeffrey's victims, told ABC News, "After 2+ decades of recruiting and essaying young girls trapped in Jeffrey's transportation enterprise, Maxwell has again attempted to escape accountability by trying to hide behind the non-prosecution agreement. Maxwell does not deserve any protection, and she should remain in prison for the horrific crimes she committed." All right, so chat. Put a 1 in the chat if you think Maxwell should remain behind bars. Put a 2 in the chat if you think Maxwell should get some play. The sweetheart deal applies to her, and she needs to come out of club fed, roll up her yoga mattress, and get back to being a socialite in London. Let us know. And let's see what BMJ says about that. BMJ, are you there, studio manager?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I think it's just fully corruption, and it's probably like a lot of money. Money involved. You know, corruption and money.
Yeah, it's all follow the money, isn't it? Professor Hamamoto has put a 1+ in the chat. Thank you for that, Professor. Rock Jam says the Epstein list is getting covered up because they're all on it. It must be some hell of a list. Yeah, it doesn't matter what party you are from. I mean, Epstein right now, absolute beast, but he must be frolicking in his grave at all the mayhem his legacy is continuing to cause. People are still talking about this creep, and it ain't going to go away anytime soon. Just like the assassination of JFK ain't going to go away anytime soon. Yep, CR. Comey gets all these cases. She is sketchy AF. We've got the same cast of characters. If you want to frustrate the legal process, get the Comeys involved. If you want an autopsy, get Baden or Fahmy Malik involved. They'll give you the designer result that you want. And it's just so blatantly obvious these days. They used to be able to get away with this before the internet. But now, good luck to them. There's too many sleuths out there. So we have got 30 more minutes left of this Epstein cover-up live call-in show. And then we've got a brand new guest who survived satanic defilement rituals. And he's a phenomenal speaker. So stay tuned for that one, folks, because we've got a good couple of hours content coming up this evening. We've got Kevin Annette back on Saturday, and I'm loving the thumbnail on it. It's got Queen Elizabeth. It's about the disappeared kids, the Canadian kids. We have got on Friday James Martinez, who has been exposing MKUltra since the 1970s. And that one is called Is MKUltra Worldwide? It's got Justin Bieber and Britney Spears on the thumbnail. And then we've got Surviving Jeffrey, the Jess Michael story. That's a survivor we've not got on. I am speaking to Kirby Summers right now in the emails, but so much has been going on. I've not had a chance to coordinate with her yet, but I'm going to email her after this. Tomorrow, I am speaking, attending Lee Marvin Hitchman's book event in Manchester. So if anyone's in the Manchester area, go on Google, and I'll put the link in the description box after this, actually. Come along to that one. I think it's around 6-7 in the evening. And then the next day, I am speaking at a school. But hope to get something popping off in the evening. So if you're out there, folks, and you want to call in unfiltered, whatever your viewpoint is, we don't mind. If you want to call in unfiltered, if you're in the UK, 07-879-779-321. If you're worldwide or you want to call for free on WhatsApp worldwide, country code 01144, drop the zero off the local number, 7879-779-321. Sonia's asking, what happened to the WikiLeaks guy? If you're talking about Julian Assange, Sonia, I communicated with Julian while he was holed up in the embassy. I sent him some correspondence when he was incarcerated, and we had many activists supporting him over the years. When I first supported him and the R-word allegations surfaced out of Europe, I came under a lot of flack, but it was all proven to be absolute BS. And God bless Julian Assange. He's exposed the Clintons so much, exposed the evil wars in the Middle East so much. And he has been coming out saying things. He's not just gone and retired quietly and lived happily ever after. So, Jason, it's all smoke and mirrors. We saw the lists ages ago. The names on there are the usual names mentioned. Jeffrey is still alive. The timing is not right yet. Get ready for the big event soon. Well, we interviewed Epstein's niece. It's just getting edited still. And oh my goodness, it is a mind-blowing broadcast. And she's not ruled out that he may be alive as well. Kicking it on some island with Kenneth Lay. Remember him, Enron? We knew he wasn't going to see his day in court. So yeah, Ryan Dawson did go on another channel, even though he's visually impaired. I think he was on Judge Napolitano's channel, actually. And Abundantly Empowered is saying, I saw Ryan yesterday for a bit on another channel. He's still getting truth out there. Yes. Good for Ryan. I'm going to have to reach out to him and see if we can get him back on. I know that he was doing some kinds of medical treatment for his eye. So hopefully he has had a vast improvement and we can get him back on, because he's been one of our chief collaborators on this subject for many years. And he stayed at my house last year when he came over. We stayed up all night with him talking about conspiracies. It was a lot of fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So George says, Glenn needs to be transferred to an English prison. So if you are sentenced and you want to serve the balance of your sentence in your home country, you go through a prison transfer process, which can take a year or two to go through the bureaucrats to get approved. And then you get transferred back. And if there are any discounts off your sentence, the local law does apply when you get transferred home. So you do get some years shaved off your sentence. But if you've got an appeal going in America, or you think you're going to get some play in the American prison system, then you're not going to try and transfer back to England, because that would mess up the play you're trying to get in the American system. So in my case, I fought my case for 26 months, the raves, the disco biscuits, the importation. And it would have took another two or three years to get the transfer processed. I looked into it, but I only served 5¾ years anyway. So in my case, it wasn't worth transferring back to an English prison. I know in some countries around the world, the prisons are so brutal, it's life and death. You want to get back as soon as possible. So I understand why some people would just, you know, try and get that transfer effected right away. But I don't think that is a pertinent issue for Maxwell as she tries to get this play in the US legal system. Justin saying, Glenn to Trump, pardon me or I'll talk. Like I said to the guy who called in earlier, she is at serious risk of unalivement if she starts to talk about the higher-ups. I am Frank in the chat. Voted for the Trump 3 times. MAGA is dead. DJT pulled the trigger. I'm very angry, as are all MAGA members. It's everything. Truth and transparency, nope, none. JFK, RFK, MLK, Oklahoma City. I hear your frustration, folks. When Trump came in and signed all those executive orders, we were celebrating. The freedom of speech thing really helped my job security. Lionel was over the moon. But he should have followed through on the deep state and exposed everything out there about Jeffrey and not done this sudden reversal, which David Icke has been calling out all along, and he's been getting considerable flack for it. And it is disappointing, isn't it, that someone just does not come in and absolutely clean house, that they all end up doing the exact same things the globalists love. And what do the globalists love, folks? They love vaccines. They love wars. They love human transportation. They love visiting Jeffrey Epstein's island. And on and on and on and on and on it goes. And all that could have been exposed by Pam and Cash. Come in like superheroes. We're going to do this and that. And then they all toe the line when they get in their positions of power. And does it make us think that they are compromised? Does it make us think that their family members have been threatened with unalivements? Does it make us think that they were just bought and owned in the first place, and that was why they were allowed to rise to prominence? So let's get a poll going on this one, folks. Can you only get to the top of politics if you are bought and owned by the deep state? Put a one in the chat, please. Put a two in the chat if you think you can get to the top of politics if you are outside of the deep state. And I would love to see what you guys are thinking. Remember when David Icke told us only psychopaths get to the top of politics? And what's happening in front of our eyes? Yeah, Justin, what happened to stopping the Ukraine war? We shall not look at their words. We shall look at their actions, Justin. They are increasing arms to Ukraine. The Ukrainian young people are getting further blood sacrificed.
Hi, Sean.
Hello, Benjamin. How are we doing?
Very good. Sorry to interrupt. You've got Finn on the line.
Fantastic. Let's bring Finn in.
How you doing, Bar? All good?
Thank you for calling in, Finn. You're our second ever caller.
Bless you. I thought the lines would have been burning tonight. You know?
We've never done this before, so it was unexpected, I think.
Well, we'll have to do it more often, as I said. You know, it took us 800 years in Ireland to work out you can't trust priests or politicians. And it just seems like people never seem to learn from their mistakes, you know? There's an old saying, we've got the best politicians in the world that money can buy, you know. What's happening with the Trump thing is I think he's been compromised way back down the line, you know. That was set up to fail, I think, you know. We're living in, as the Chinese would say, interesting times, you know.
So do you think that if anyone tried to clean house, they would end up like JFK?
Absolutely, absolutely. Even the JFK thing, the reason why they won't release any of the stuff on him is because he had a bit of dirt on him as well. You know what I mean? Same as the MLK, you know? That's how you know who the good guys are anyway. They're all usually dead, you know, or in jail, you know, like Assange. I think that there's higher power than government. We're just not aware of it, you know. It could be coming out of the banking system, it'd be coming out of national security, but politicians are basically the entertainment department of government. They're not the government, you know.
So what is the solution here? Is it Elon Musk's new party? Is that just another illusion of choice? Yeah,
that's a really good question. He's the stalking horse, right? He's way ahead of the game. He's got his little chip going on. You know, he's probably been brain chipped himself anyway. But I believe AI is going to take over eventually because we can't be trusted with ourselves. You know what I mean? Every one of us have been compromised. The only way I can work it out in proof is during that little thing that we went through a few years ago. I think you can say about it now that they've eased up on the, you know, saying about the lockdowns or whatever, you know. Every country on the planet Earth was in on it, which made me realize, even North Korea, they're all in on it. Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Palestine, the whole lot. There's powers above the powers that we think that be, you know. It was like World War II when they cracked the Enigma. I think Turin had worked out that whatever it was that was coming across from the same side, you know, and that's why they whacked him in the end, I think. That's why he's on the back of a £50 note.
So do you think no matter how much light we shine on these dark forces, it's there's something in human nature which just keeps this going?
Sean, the hand that's going to fix this is above a human hand. It's got to be basically at this stage divine intervention. There's no way that we can fix something that we broke. The mind that created this problem can't be the mind that fixes it. It's way above. It's above our intelligence, you know. Even the military, I mean, I know a lot of military, they're just scratching their heads, you know. I mean, they're ashamed of themselves for what they have to do in a lot of cases. I mean, the thing that's going on with Israel at the minute, that's just set up to collapse, you know. There's no way they can come back from what they've done and what they're doing, you know. No, I'm totally unbiased in it, you know. I don't have a horse in the race, but I'm just, it's an observation, you know.
Do you think the ceasefire with Israel, Iran, US is just a reload and it's all going to kick off again?
Yeah. Well, basically, Britain and America are supply and Europe are supplying Israel and Ukraine. And China and Russia are supplying Iran. It's both proxy wars. And behind that is not only the bankers, but the arms industry, which is the arms industry basically pulled the rug out from under Diana when she announced. Do you remember she said, "Stop selling those people landmines, you're killing children." Within a week, she was gone.
Yep.
She crossed the line. That's the one thing you don't do. You know, you don't mess with the machine. Same to John Lennon, Martin Luther King, JF Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, you know, the Malcolm X, Napoleon, you know, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, they all came out against Jesus Christ. They all came out against the same powers, you know.
Well, that's the thing with Gaddafi. He did agree to not have nuclear weapons. And look what happened to him.
Yeah, he had all the oil in the world.
You know, exactly.
This nuclear thing's a bit of a con as well, because I don't think it's what we think it is. You know, I mean, there's the MAD thing, Mutual Assured Destruction, where Israel said it's never going to have another Masada. If it ever gets overrun, it's basically going to push the Samson option, the air splitter, whatever, you know, and everybody's going to go. And that's probably why the 7th Fleet's on the Arabian Peninsula.
Yeah, when the ceasefire was announced, all of the military presence was maintained in that part of the world. Do you think it will be Israel that attacks Iran next, or the US are going to go in again under another pretext?
Oh, good question. I think this month is going to be crucial, and this year, look, I asked an old boy. I chill out with sometimes. He's a QED general. He's retired, and he's still in the know. I said to him, so come on, tell me what's going to happen. What's going to happen? You know, this was a few weeks ago. He says, I can't tell you. I said, come on, give me something. He said 2025, and he wouldn't elaborate. So whatever's going to happen, it's going to be this year, and it's as close as you can possibly. It's as if they're trying to do some sort of like rerun of the mystery plays in the Bible, the Amalekites and the Ammonites and the Israelites, and you know what I mean. It's all very strange, but every one of the world governments are in on it. They all know exactly what they're doing. You know, I don't trust any of them.
What about Keir Starmer? Is he in on it?
Oh, dear God. I wouldn't even let him into the campaign. No, I think he's like a little rabbit that's caught in the headlights. You know, and they're all married to certain people as well. For some reason, the same as Trump and his daughter and stuff. And it's like, you know, statistics don't lie. you're talking about 0.2% of the world's population. That's 16.5 million people worldwide are, you know, creating such a wave in the world. You can't really dismiss it, you know. No human hand's going to be able to fix this, I don't think, Sean. You know, it's going to come from a higher source. That's probably why you're going through the alien thing and the central bank and digital currency, you know.
And do you think that Jeff...
People are occupied, you know what I mean, with the refugees and the Muslims and the you know, it's like... Growing up in Belfast, you just see straight through it, mate. You know what I mean? You know?
Absolutely. What about Jeffrey then? Do you think Jeffrey was unalived or he's kicking back with a margarita on some island somewhere with Kenneth Lay and they've had facial surgery?
Oh, well, God knows, because we don't even know what to believe these days with AI. You know, I think he was a danger to certain people, but you just can't say one way or the other. You're hearing so many different reports. You know, I mean, I think a broad sweep of everything. And I still can't work out, is he here or is he there, you know? I think he's definitely dead, though, you know, because his life wasn't worth that much. I mean, he got his money from the Maxwells anyway. You know, the Maxwells got their money from robbing the boys up in the East End, the printers and whatever, you know, and whatever else they could rob. Maxwell's buried in the Mount of Olives. Did you know that?
Yeah, we spoke to Ari Ben-Menashe, Israeli military intelligence. He confirmed everything you said, and about all the links of Israel. We're coming up to the hour, my friend. We're gonna have all to let you go. We've got another guest coming in soon, but thank you for calling
in. He was working for everybody. I think that's why they whacked him in the end, because they couldn't work out which one he was working for at the time. You know. Hey, blessings on your show, and good luck in the future.
All right. Month. Thank you for calling. Yes, take care. Nice one.
All right.
Phenomenal call. Everyone was saying he was very well informed. Appreciate that. There's a book called The Assassination of Robert Maxwell. And if you're interested in the history of the Maxwell family fortune, how that got passed down to the kids, the tragedies of that family, some of the kids died. It's just a crazy family history, and some of the kids went on to be involved in tech and Ghislaine's sisters getting in the mix as well. And apparently, when he was on the deck, the assassins came, frogman suit, and that's how he was unalived, according to the book. But you know, the theory is that he just fell in. That's what the mainstream media said, they fell in. But they interviewed Ghislaine right away, and she was saying, no way did he unalive himself. He was definitely unalived. He had a pyramid scheme of debt, and apparently he was leaning on people to try and get money to keep the pyramid scheme going. And he had threatened to reveal a few things, and they decided, right, this guy's a liability at this point. We just got to get rid of him. And Ari Ben-Menashe, former military intelligence asset with Israel, who ended up incarcerated under Iran-Contra. I'm going to have to edit that video and get it back up. He detailed all the links with Ghislaine and Jeffrey, saying that the mainstream media narrative of Ghislaine going to America, you know, mourning her father's death, and that's how she met Jeffrey, was nonsense. That Robert Maxwell had brought Jeffrey into the fold before that, that Robert Maxwell didn't like Jeffrey. And, you know, they were introduced, the daughter and Jeffrey were introduced during these in intelligence operations. And for the present U.S. administration to say there's no client list, there's no intelligence operation. After Acosta went on the record and said it was above his pay grade, there is an intelligence operation. I mean, how dumb do these people think that we are? So if you have tuned in, we've got almost 1,000 watching across all the platforms. Please stay tuned for our next guest. He went through satanic defilement rituals. His name is Wyatt. And he's a really good speaker. It's going to be phenomenal, folks. We've got some MK Ultra guests coming towards the end of the week, and we've also got another Epstein survivor. I'm also speaking to Kirby Summers as well, but I'm on the road for the next couple of days. I'm at Lee Marvin Hitchman's book event in Manchester tomorrow night. So if you are in Manchester and you want to come along, message me, or I'll put the details in the description box later on. And then I'm speaking at school on the way back on Thursday. So I'll be back on Thursday night. And let's give Benjamin BMJ. Let's get him on the screen. BMJ, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just want to thank you, my friend, because I thought if I just throw you in the deep end and we these live call-ins, that there'd be all kinds of snafus and mishaps and volumes going up and down. But you were on the spot and that ran very smoothly.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. And I agree with what Finn was saying about the higher power and stuff and the, you know, the corruption and the kind of like communist sort of society we're living in after COVID and stuff. It's changed a lot. And I think he's right. You know, we need a higher power than governments to change things. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more. But you must remember that we, the people, are the majority. You know, the 1% that control the world are only a small collective of people, and if we all stood together, we could make big changes. So I couldn't agree more with Finn, to be honest.
But one in the chat, if you think BMJ did a good job this evening on our first ever call-in show without any warnings or testings or anything before, just completely thrown in the deep end. But the two in the chat, if you think that he performed miserably, and just to add what you said, high tech totalitarian state, Hunger Games society, plandemic brought in to accelerate all of that, get the little businesses wiped, get the big businesses concentrating more, increase the wealth of the billionaires, the elite, the banks, the families, the new world order. You know, this is what Ike's been telling us for years, that the tiptoe towards totalitarianism. It's right here in our faces, folks. But all right, so it's all ones. They're all saying, BMJ, you did an excellent job. Put a 7 in the chat if you want us to do weekly call-in shows from now on like this, where anyone, anywhere in the world can call in uncensored, unfiltered. If they want to challenge our viewpoints, if they are globalists, if they are followers of Brzezinski, and they love vaccines, and they love the human transportation of kids to Jeffrey's Island, and they love war with Iran and war with Iraq and bombing the poorest countries of the world so that the elites and the military-industrial complex and Big Pharma can maximize their profits. If you think Jimmy Savile is innocent, we have had people contact us and say Jimmy Savile is innocent. Whatever your viewpoint is, folks, you are welcome to call in on our next call-in show. And thank you for the super chat, Professor Ham. Good to hear big, beautiful British voices. So, any closing thoughts, BMJ? I'm just going to open the other studio right now and see if our friend who survived the satanic ritual is ready.
Closing thoughts are, we've got some amazing guests coming up, as you mentioned, Wyatt, and we've got some exciting things coming up. I don't know if I should say, because we've not put the projects out there yet, but some really exciting guests coming up, guys. You should go back through the back catalogue, check out the Clips channel, and we're uploading in 4K and 8K now, so the videos are getting better. But yeah, keep an eye out on Sean's channel for the new guests, because we've got some really hot people coming out.
Yeah, and I do see Wyatt is in the studio right now, so I'm just going to alter my style over here. Huge thank you for everyone who's tuned in. And what will happen when I finish this video now is that it will pipeline you over to the video with Wyatt. If it doesn't pipeline you over to the video with Wyatt, the channel icon will be live, and just click on the channel icon. And that will take you to the live stream that we are doing with Wyatt. So thanks again, BMJ. I'm going to end this one and get ready for surviving satanic rituals, defilement rituals, graphic content Warning, folks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.